Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Moved by the excellence of your strength, God. We come before you to offer up total. That is a love that is sincerely glad for the mighty power of your blessings upon Israel. We have been redeemed by the dam of Yahshua the Lamb. We know that that dam is sufficient. And so as we come before you this Shabbat, and our friends that gather with us, many parts of the United States of America, many parts of the world as they gather here with us, Yah, we pray that you barak the blessings of life, your Esha, your happy shalom rest upon them all. Teach us your way plainly, we may understand all things for Israel. For this day we shall rejoice in Yahshua. We shall be exceedingly glad for the blessings of our Abba. Todaya for Yahshua. Todaya for the life of His truth. Todaya for the house of Israel. We do barak you and we pray. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may your ears hear what the Ruach speaks unto Israel. Shalom. Shabbat shalom, Israel. We do Todayah for all things. We do barak him for the message of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb, Israel. For that is the strength for Israel. There is no other message. There is no other tikvah, no other hope or promise, but what we find in Yahshua. He is the living word of Almighty Yah. We have no life without Him. Without Him, we are a superficial people walking in delusion, in falsehood. We have based our lives upon a false doctrine that is not based upon truth. It is the power of truth. What power? It is the knowledge. As we learn the ways of Yahweh, we have not learned His ways well. We have learned the ways of the world extremely well. We have learned how to act like the world, to participate in these worldly, damnable activities that brings honor unto the prince of darkness, and brings no honor unto Yahweh at all. So we have Yada, we have learned them well, and they become an innate part of our lives. We practice it, we do what the world commands us, and we do it with great gusto and vigor. When it comes to the things of Yah, we tend to shun them. We have no appetite for truth. This is a generation that shall receive a severe judgment upon it, because we have rejected the Almighty One that created all things for His pleasure. And in the creation of all things, He set apart a people, that He said that Yahweh shall prevail in them, and He called them Israel. The power of His Imat is truth, prevailing against all opposition of darkness and hell. Prevailing against every power, every prince, every kingdom that exalts itself against it. Yah prevails against it all. Now the reason we do not prevail much, because we have associated ourselves with the way of the world. We have developed this carnal mind. And this carnal mind totally hates Yah. The mind must be disciplined by a law that is spiritual. And the laws of man, they are carnal laws. And the laws of our flesh, they are carnal laws. They are laws that are concupiscence, filled with perverted lusts and desires.
that never open up our eyes to the lights and the revelation of Yeshua. We must have that revelation in this hour. In this hour, above all hours, He must be revealed unto Israel. He has to. And if He is not revealed, there is no hope for us. There's no tikvah. We have no assurance. We don't wait for the promises of Yah. And that's why we tend to fall and turn away from what Yah commands us. And we look toward everything but Almighty Yah. I said to Brother Patrick yesterday as we were working in Garden 4, the weeds were horrendous, very vigorous. And they have the ability to take root by the plants and to absorb all the nutrients, the value of nutrients that the plants need to thrive on. And they do it in a tremendously quick type of a stage. Because they realize that there is not much water. They have the sensitivity to understand that this is not coming from Hashemayim. And so they produce seeds quickly. So that life will be sustained. And in order for us to produce life, there must be the zirah, the seed of the word of Yah in us. And when that word of Yah is threatened, it will produce from itself the power to prevail against the works of hell and the works of darkness. And so we find ourselves in a great battle today. And we're not producing the seed to ward off the powers of hell. We find ourselves succumbing to the forces of darkness. And giving in to the practices of the world that produce nothing at all. As we were weeding, I thought, as I did all the talking as I do, I said to him, do you wonder why the old farmer, when he would get out in the field, as I spoke to Brother Dale yesterday, I said that it was one thing that the farmer did. He did not worry about getting the root of the weed up. He wanted to knock the root, the weed down. And there's a reason why. Do you know why? I will tell you. You know why? Because he knew that the weed and the weeds would prevail again during the season. So he was not worried about every weed. He was worried about the life of the plant. And so there are things that are in our lives that must be uprooted. It has to be rooted out. Has to be torn out. It has to be torn down. And the only way it's going to be torn down is by the power. And that is the demonstration of the word of Yah in us. We are people that have an excellent verbiage. And we speak well. But yet there's no essence or the power or ingredients of the fruit in our lives. Yah speaking unto Israel. That we must make ready for the coming of His kingdom. We must prepare ourselves. We must do the things that He commanded us to do. And we must walk in those things in the light of the revelation of His Emet. And that truth is only revealed in Yeshua. That's the only way it's revealed in Yeshua. And because our minds have been darkened by the activities of the world, we have given our minds over to the world to control us. That we feed from the world. And we do not feed from the living Torah of Almighty Yahweh. And so we find ourselves weakly. We find ourselves malnourished with very little strength. When you're malnourished, you don't have much strength. And so when the son of Siddiq, when the mighty one rises up and it inquires an answer, you have no strength to convey the answer unto him. I'll give you a perfect example. You go out there to the garden. And it was humid yesterday and it was hot. You weed for about 5 hours, you will feel that. You will feel that in every part of your body. You will feel that in the dehydration of your body. And you will find that in the beginning of the pace, you move much more swiftly and faster. And things began to fall below the ebb. You just do not have the tenacity of the perseverance to press on. And so the body must be renewed and constantly renewed. And that is by the water. And our minds must be renewed by the living water that flows from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. What began here in Yaakov, in John, in James, the book of Yaakov, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1. First of all, he identifies himself. He identifies who he is. He says, my name is Yaakov. He said that I am a servant of Adim. I am a servant. I am a servant of Yahweh. And not only Yahweh, but I dwell in the power of his, of the Master Yeshua HaMashiach. And he tells us who he addresses this letter to. He says, unto the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings, shalom. Now he identifies the people. He identifies who he's writing the letter to. He said, this letter is to the 12 tribes of Israel. And they're scattered abroad in every nation. And so the message must go forth that the ears of Israel may hear. He said, there's something vitally important that you need to understand. So I write with expedience by the urgence of the Ruach of Yah, for this is the command of Yah by the will and the power of Yahshua. And I present unto you Yahshua, the living power and the truth of Almighty Yah. So I write on to you Israel. So Yah says, I speak to you Israel. I speak unto you that you may hear. And this is a word of warning unto us. Turn quickly to the fourth chapter. He says here. Now here, Yochanan, he begins to caution the people against this corrupt mind. This corruption that was embedded in them. This corrupt affection that they have. And our affection is not shaped by the word of Yah. It's shaped by our own carnal wickedness. We side with that which is wrong. We don't have the strength to stand forward and speak against the things that are wrong. I don't care who it's in. Whether it's in your son, your daughter, your wife, your cousin, whomever. We don't have the power to speak against those things. And there's a reason why, because the mind has become so shahath, it has become corrupt. It is a very perverted mind. It doesn't trust anything that is of Yah, but yet it trusts the world. It has no confidence in nothing but oneself. It has no confidence in the word of Yah. But the word of Yah commands us in everything. If one is sick, you call for the elders. But the wicked will not do that because of their damnable vile pride. I will not want to be around one like that. I don't want to be in one's presence like that. The wicked will not do that because they will do all they can to destroy you. I will show us in the book. They are not the Yare of Yah. They are not friends. They are not the Re'ah. They are not Re'ah. They are not intimates. They speak with words. And I will show us. They speak with words. But they are not the Re'ah. They are not the Re'ah of Yah. Yah spoke to Moshe as a man. As a friend, as a Re'ah, speaks unto one that one is intimate with. So when one is intimate with one, when a man cannot talk to his wife, when a wife cannot sit down and hear her husband talk, there is no intimacy there. There is no relationship there. They're not companions. They're not compatible. It's just two beastly creatures living together, performing such rituals and acts that produce nothing at all but a satisfaction of their lust. That's all it is. But a man is intimate with his wife, there's a correspondence. There's an attitude. There's an expression. There's an expression from her when he is intimate with his wife. And not only that, there's truth to it. There is truth. And he speaks truth. And she receives truth. He is honest and forthright. Was Yah honest with Moshe? Was he forthright? Did he tell him exactly what he wanted him to do? That's what a ruach is. But a deceiver and a liar will not operate in that kind of ruach. Will not. He says, I speak unto you, the house of Israel. I call all you 12 tribes of Israel for the words which is from Almighty Yahweh. He says in Yaakov, James 4 and 1. He said, the first thing I want to find out, from where do the wars and fighting among you come? What has caused this kind of friction to arise? What has caused the battles to rise among Israel? To rise in your minds that you battle against the body of Yeshua HaMashiach. Don't you understand that, brothers and sisters? When we battle against the body of Yeshua, when we war against the things that are Sadiq right, don't we know we're fighting against Yah? So where do the battles come? Because your house was set in order? Because the man of Yah says that your son or your daughter walking in a Jezebel spirit, you do not strengthen their hands. Where the battles come from? And there are us that battles because the man of Yah speaks the truth. He will tell you they're wicked as hell. You strengthen their dark hands. You give them strength. You strengthen their lying, wicked ways. And your ways are not ways of strength that you stand for Almighty Yahweh. Come out from among them. And be ye separate. Why? Because they will transform your mind. Your mind will not be renewed. But they will take power in your thoughts and in your mind. And you will operate in a damnable carnal fashion. No one that's righteous. You're wicked as hell. You don't know those that walk in the lawfulness of Yah. Hear me, there are men that walk in Yah's lawfulness. And they're daughters of Zion that love Yah. Everyone is not wicked like you and think like you. You're full of your damnable wicked ways. You don't know. Scripture says, know them, Yah, that learn them. Know them that labor. You should yather them that labor among you. And you judge them in the works on the path. What you do. Hallelujah. So Yaakov says unto them, he says, do you not know that this battle or this fighting, that it is coming from your lust that war in your members? Don't you know that the members of your body, your mind, your liver, don't you understand what this fighting is coming from? You resist the truth of Yah. You resist the mandates and the boundaries of Almighty Yah. Because your mind, your carnal mind, cannot appertain or apprehend the things of Yah. There is no deep devotion, a love for the things of Almighty Yahweh. And so your mind begins to battle against your lever. Your lever began to battle against your emotions. And your emotions began to battle against the true word of Yah. And so those that speak unto us things that are profoundly correct, we reject that. We began to set the stage of battle to resist and to war even against them. You're not warring against them. You're fighting against Yahweh. You're not fighting against any man. You're fighting against Yah. I want to show it something in the scripture. You know, I did not want to preach this today because as I was lying in my bed last night, there was another message came to me and I could not wait to get up this morning. I was up about a little after six because I wanted to search scriptures. And see what it says? But Yah, the Ruach of Yah kept bringing me back to this. That's the reason for this, all right? Hallelujah. You need this. You need this. Hallelujah. We need to cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and the ruach. The flesh gets filthy all the time. Your ruach gets filthy. That's why we must set our minds apart to serve the true and the living Abba. Don't tell me we don't get filthy. Don't tell me we don't get dirty. You call yourself doing something kind one moment, and within your own level you think you've done something right. And the next moment you rise up like a viper out of hell. That was what was wrong with Israel when he brought them out of Mishraim.
They despised the man Moshe because he was sent forth to correct them and bring them to the right path. You can immediately see the path they chose. They chose a path of making them a god and declaring that this god, to hell with all gods. It was Yah that brought them out. And they made them a god fashioned after their image, after the pagan imagery of their mind, after the carnality and the enmity against Yah in their minds. And that's what we do, Israel. We shape a god by our emotions, by our corrupt emotions and our feelings. And so we form our gods. They despise the Torah of Yah. It fights against the Torah of Yah. It fights against any kind of muzah, any kind of instructions that bring you back to the path that is right. So we create gods by emotions, by feelings, by our likes and our dislikes, what we behold. That's how we do it. Now that's the truth. Now we better get our minds on the Most High and set our affections on Him, on the Most High. Hallelujah. I have no problem with you being a god, but I have a problem with you trying to impose things upon Yah. When He is the Most High, and He is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this warning that is among Israel as he speaks, whether it's to the tribe of Yehuda, whether it's to the tribe of Benjamin, Issachar, he says, now this warning among you is because of your own members. It's in you. It is in you. It is in you. It is your own lust that calls you to war against the brother or the sister. It is the lust in you to cause you to war against those that you believe or you perceive that they have a spirit more excellent than yours. Because if your Ruach was more excellent, you would teach them the way of the truth more perfectly. And because your Ruach is not excellent, then you despise those that possess an excellence in their Ruach. And so we shun their friendship. We shun their Ruach. We don't want to be intimate with them. You're over quiet, so I know we need this. You don't want their reach. Those that you have reach with, your friends, with a friendship, you show intimacy with them. You talk to them and you share things with them. Yah talked to Moshe as he talked, as a friend, as a reach talks to another friend. That's what friends do, girlfriends. They share their hearts with each other. And that's what Yah did. He shared his heart. He shared his heart with Moshe. And because you're wicked and are not friendly, you don't know friendship with a smile on your face. In order to have friends, you must show yourself wickedly, must you? You must show yourself friendly. That's why you have no friends, because you're not friendly. You're not friendly. You're full of your own wickedness and your carnality. Hallelujah. You're not friendly. You don't show this intimacy. You don't show companionship. You don't show an honor and a trustworthiness to one another. It's amazing that you can socialize with the wicked all day and you take no delight in the fellowship of the people of Yah. What a wickedness. I don't even want you around me. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. I don't want you around me. I don't want you around me. You know, Yah sends me witnesses all the time that what's been done here is right. There was a young woman, she brought the package yesterday. She came back because she left something that did not belong here. So I called the people and said she left a package. They said to me, well, we'll pick it up sometime. I said, I don't care. It's perishable. You need to get the package today. Well, I said, ma'am, okay, do what you want to. So I hung up. I wasn't going to debate with the woman. I was not going to spend time. There are many folks that would have taken the package, opened it, and they would have said, nobody signed for this. And so the young woman, she comes back. And the first thing out of her mouth, she says to me, it is so beautifully pleasant down here. Beautiful down here. So whether you concur with that or not, it makes me no difference. It makes no difference at all. You see, without vision, the people shall perish. And there must be a vision among Israel. And the most important vision is that we see Yah. Hallelujah. That's why Yahshua made himself, he showed himself friendly, he showed the Reach of Yah toward Israel as he talked with the Shulishim, the apostles. He opened up the corridor unto the bosom of Yah. And that's what a friend does. You lay your head in the bosom because we're so friendly with the world, and we love the world. We despise one another. We despise one another. We can have solace with the wicked. We can talk. We can smile. We can enjoy the damnable, vile, corrupt presence and all of their vileness. But when it comes to Israel, we got a problem. You're twisted in your damned mind. And it is a damned mind too. It is a damned mind to the pit of hell. Hallelujah. So he lets me know who he's writing to. I'm found here. Because I am Israel. Hallelujah. He says, I want to tell you something. He said, you Hamat, you lust and have not. You kill. What do you mean we kill? The scriptures tells us, if any man hates his brother, well, how do we hate them? Having this damn carnal mind of the world. I will show us on in the book. And I will show you what a friend is and those that hate you. He says, you lust or you have this hamat, this lust that is uncontrollable. It has no satisfaction. It doesn't bring you any delight at all. But you lust. And he said, you have nothing. You have not. You don't have the spiritual love, yeah? You have nothing. I don't care if you was out there on your own working 9 days a week. You still will have nothing. It is the powers that be that control everything. If they want this piece of land to save a dirt daub, the only thing that will prevent that, the hand of Yah. So you have nothing. You will never possess nothing. All that we have is in Yahshua. And that is the promise of Tikva, the hope of Almighty Yah. This worldly mind looks toward the world. It is appeased by the world. The house of Israel ought to be appeased or satisfied with Yah. Yahshua is our great delight. He said, you kill one another, you hate. You hate one another. There is no reach. There's no intimacy. It's not shown publicly. It's not shown in a formal way. You meet the wicked out there, you show them that. The world see you with them, that must be his son there. That must be his daughter, because he's very intimate with them. I want to show something in the book. We don't know what the word of Yah says. We're so in tune with the world, we're not in tune with Yah. I don't care if it's your grandmama, your mama, either one, it makes no difference. He said, you kill and you desire to have and you cannot attain it. You cannot get it. You desire. Isn't it amazing how our lustful minds just desire and want and you're still not going to obtain it. None of it. He said, you still cannot obtain it. You strive and you fight among Israel, fighting. You war, yet you have nothing. Because you ask not. And you don't ask according to the command of Yah. You don't ask according to His will. If any man ask, if we ask anything according to the will of Yah, if we ask anything according to His will, He is more than kind to supply it. Whether it's to heal our bodies, to raise us up, to give us strength, to stand in the power of His truth. But when we're double-minded, we're unstable. When we compromise with the world, we have no strength at all. When we compromise with the world, when we give the world credence, when we give the world strength in our minds, that we do not see the wickedness and the vileness of the world, we began to accept it. It cannot be among Israel. It must be a separate mindset from the world. The things of the world cannot cause us to have this euphoric of excitement. It is the word of Yah that ought to cause us to be excited. Verse 3, he said, you ask. Listen. You ask. We pray, don't we? And we ask, don't we? Do we not? You pray for wicked things. Say, my son, he's not saving that Jezebel. He's going to save Israel. Say, my daughter, the whole, he's not saving her because you're not even saved. You're not sincere with Yah. Say, my mommy, he's not saving the Jezebel. You're not sincere. The scripture says, if anyone, do you hear me, is a worshiper, Shahar of Yah, the prayers of that one, he hears. He hears. He hears the prayers of one that Shahar. And there's one thing about one that operates in that spirit of Shahar. It's more than this what we think that we clap our hands and do all that. It is a spirit of cleansing us. And purifying us. And the more that the Ruach of Yah cleanses us, we are so indebted unto Him that it caused our loves to weep with such Torah that it cannot be expressed with words. It can only be expressed with voices. Not your damn little dancing and your twisting of your buttocks and your feet. It means nothing. Rabban Tuli Shahaya, His love is filled to the brim and the tears. He could cry a river of tears. We don't have that among Israel. We have a damnable, arrogant, proud spirit. Defies the Almighty One. It operates in a dark mindset. Doesn't operate in the mind of the living power of Yahshua. And that living mind of Yahshua does all things to please the Abba. That's what He did. He pleased the Abba. He did everything. And let me say to us all, it makes no difference how you comprehend this. Or what you think. This is the word of Yah. It makes no difference if you think I'm talking to you, then you are guilty as a Jezebel and a harlot. That's the problem. So it makes no difference how you perceive this or what you think of me. It doesn't mean nothing to me. Nothing. You're about to, Yah, that Pastor Roberts, you better learn him because you really don't know me. You really don't know me. I said to one of the brothers that were here on last Thursday, I said, you don't know me, man. You really don't know me. You truly do not. Yada. You don't know me. You don't know me, my friend. You may think you know me, but you don't know me. You don't know me. I'm consistent. Hallelujah. I'm consistent because Yah is consistent. Or I may be ignorant, consistent. But when I hear the truth, I will ratify that ignorance and do it right. Hallelujah. He said, you ask. Do we ask, Yah? Told him, my brother, only one in here that's honest enough. This generation of hypocrisy. You see, when we acknowledge the truth, is when Yah began to, that we acknowledge His judgment upon us. It's a process of His cleansing. And because our tongues are tied, because we're so wicked, we're so wicked, we think highly of ourselves. We think more highly of ourselves than we do Yah. We think we're more excellent than Him. And so we esteem ourselves very highly instead of esteeming others or thinking like the publican that smites himself and say, what am I, Yah, but a miserable thing. We all pray and we ask. We ask Yah. He says, and this is the way you are. He says, and you receive not because you ask amiss. Do you understand what that word is implying? Have we ever really just even taken time to understand what it implies? Can I tell you what it implies? Will you believe me if I tell you? It says, because we ask amiss, we ask wickedly. That's what it means. It doesn't mean we ask because we want it, we don't need it. No, it is wickedly. That is what the word amiss is. It is wickedly. Your intent is wicked. Your motive is selfish and wicked. He tells us to pray for Israel. Pray for all Israel. Yahshua says, I pray for you. I pray not for the world. That's what He said. And I pray that Yah keeps Israel. And that's my prayer. That He keeps Israel. He said, you pray and you receive not. We're not receiving because we're praying wickedly. What are you implying, David Roberts? I'm saying that your love is not right. You have not laid your gift down, come before the altar, and gotten it right. Now you can just continue in your damnable wicked ways. You're going to die that way. You see, you warn a wise man, he repents. He acknowledges ways. A fool will say no to Yah. That's what a fool says. One that is foolish, they will say no. They will not repent. He said, you ask, and you don't have it. You have not. And the reason you don't have it, because you ask amiss. You ask wickedly. You're wicked. Your desire is wicked. Don't you recall praying for the house and the car? This is a wicked house here. Having food and raiment, you are say be contented. And we are praying for everything there is. Husband, wife, companionship, cars, houses. I know it's the truth. He wrote this to the 12 tribes. He identifies me in this letter. All right? So he speaks to me whether he speaks to you or not. I'm not trying to speak to the world. I speak to Yisrael, the true remnant of the seed, just a small remnant of the seed. He said, you ask amiss, you ask wickedly. What? That you may consume it upon your own hamad, your own lust. You ask for your own damnable lust. Our prayers are not one. You are the poor that have not. Deacon Horn profoundly uttered unto us a message concerning the poor. How Yah barocked his people when they blessed the poor. We don't pray that way. We're praying for our own little things. For our own. That we may consume it upon our own lusts. Has nothing to do with Yah. We are people that fill with hamad. It makes us mad. Our lust makes us mad. We're incessant. We cannot never have enough. I don't care if you got 50 pair of shoes, you still have not enough. You can have 500 dresses, you still do not have enough. I don't care if man can have 1,000 suits. He still does not have enough. He can have 500 pair of shoes, and he is not satisfied. He is not. He will always want more, because lust cannot be satiated. It cannot be satisfied. You cannot satisfy lust. And so our prayers are always that we consume it upon our own lust and our own greed. And so we're always fighting our members, our mind. It's warred against the Torah of Yah. We cannot submit to it. We cannot obey what the Torah says. We got every reason to do opposite what the Torah says. And the reason why, because there's a battle. There's a battle in your mind against the Torah. And the reason why we have not learned the ways of Yah. We have not learned the ways of Yah. We've learned how to sin. We've learned how to be greedy. We've learned how to be selfish. We've learned how to be hateful. But you've not learned how to be a reach to a brother or sister. You have not learned how to be a friend. You have not learned how to be a friend. And the reason you have not learned how to be a friend is because you love the world. You have lust in you. You have so much lust. We are a people that's full of lust. We must be cleansed. How we cleanse? By the judgment of Yah. He purged us by truth. By the power of his imat. Iniquity is purged. He must reveal unto us those hidden things that are within us. That we may be purged and cleansed. You kill each other. You hate the brothers, you hate the sisters. You defy the Torah of Yah. And he calls us na'af. He calls us adulterous. Pagan. Idolatrous. We're idolatrous. We're pagan. We're pagan people. He calls us na'af. Adulterous. No faithfulness. No commitment. That's what an adulterous man is. He has no commitment. He is not faithful at all. A man in the stewardship of Yah, he cannot be an adulterous man. He cannot vacillate between the flesh and the spiritual things. His mind cannot be shaped by a natural law. that abandons the spiritual law of Omar Yah. So he's writing this letter to the 12 tribes, is he not? He calls them na'af, adulterous, and adulteress, that you become so effeminate in your practice of your paganism and your adulterous ways. You have no sincere devotion and appreciation unto Yah. It is one thing that a true friend has, and that is appreciation unto a friend. Say what you will, when Eob saw those brothers come from the distant, his heart was smitten by their appearance. And they sat there 7 days and said not one word unto him. And they spoke the imat of Yah unto Eob. They were not unwise men. And the young brother Eli, as he began to hear him, his wisdom began to grow exponentially just by hearing the wise speech of these men. And Yah matured that young man that he could say, elders, listen to me. We have not the power of Yah because we are adulterous. An adulteress, no'af. He said, no. He said, Yada, you have not learned. You do not know that the friendship of the world is a bar or enmity with Yahweh. Don't you know that this hatred that you have for Yah, you understand that? Do you not understand that the friendship of the world, it is enmity against Yah? That's why you're adulterous and adulteress, because of the friendship of the world. That's why Yah doesn't supply. That's why he doesn't hear our cries. That's why he's not hearing us. We are asking in a mess. We ask it wickedly for our own lust, for our own. Why not pray for the brother, you don't even know that's in the dark corner of Africa. Or the sister there in Abidjan. Or the brother there in the Baltic of Russia. Why not pray for them? Why not do that? Hallelujah. I pray for Israel. And the strength of Israel. I pray for Israel. I pray my prayer to Yeshua HaMashiach. He's going to save all. Israel. He's going to save all Israel. He's going to save all Israel. Yahweh prevails against all opposition, against all doubt, against all doubt. He prevails. He prevails. He prevails. Yahweh prevails. Israel, not as much as Israel, but Yahweh prevails. Yahweh prevails. He prevails. He's going to save Israel. 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 He's not saving the Hittites. He's saving Israel. But he looks like a Hittite. He's Israel. He's not saving the Jebusites. He looks just like the Jebusites. Same feature. He's saving Israel. He's saving Israel. He looks as though he's a Philistine. Tall with the characteristics of a Philistine. He's saving all Israel. He's saving Israel. The power of his adulteress. Na'af. An adulteress. How? Yada. You do not know. You do not understand. That the friendship of the world is enmity Abba. Enmity. Hatred with Yah. Do you not realize that? That the drawing of the world and the luring of the world, that it controls your mind, your lust. Israel ought not to be lusting. We should not lust against our neighbors. We should not covet our neighbors. That's what lust is. It's a greed. It cannot be controlled. And all things we give Torah. Torah. If we have one pair of shoes, we give Torah unto Yah. In all things we rejoice. Be exceedingly glad. In all things. We have not because we ask it amiss, we ask wickedly. We're an adulterous people because there's an hatred for Yah, this enmity with Yah. Whosoever therefore will be a re'ach of the world, and this is what I want to impress you with today, is a friend of Yahweh. Is an enemy. O Yeb. One that hates and despises Yah. One that renounces and rejects Yah. It's either this is the truth or it is a flat out lie. It's either the truth or it is a lie. What is that friendship? When one has the ability without discomfort, when the world's patterns and ways are not denounced, that the world will not even try to present that to you, you're a friend of the world. When the world's action do not cause you to have this tremendous kind of sickness in your inward parts, you have become a friend of the world. I don't care who it's from. When the superficiality of the world, that you can play along with it, and the sinful practices of the world, they denounce Yah, and you don't renounce that. You are a sad, weak creature. You're not even weak. When you renounce the things of Yah, when you reject the Torah of Yah for superficial friendship, you call it friendship, it's not friendship. Those were Eob's friends, were they not? And they came to bring the judgment of Yah. That's what the Ruach does. Does it not? Does it not come to expose us? There's nothing more that I despise than a weak man. What are you saying? You hate someone? No. I despise a weak man. I really do. What is that? When a man understands the pure knowledge, he has Yada, the way of Yah. And he renounces that for the world. He is not even weak. He is not even a weak man. So when you look for a man, you can't find a man in that one. When a daughter of Tizayan, the things of Yah are the ways of Yah. She renounces them for the way of the world. She's not even a weak. She's an adulterous thing, and he's an adulteress. And that's what the word of Yah says. And so when one is an Oyeb unto Yah, it is one that is an enemy. One that has renounced Almighty Yah. One that seeks to overthrow him. One that seeks to strengthen the hand of the opponent of Yah. And that's what we seek to do when we strengthen, when we are a friend of the world, we seek to strengthen the hand of Shaitan to try to overthrow the kingdom of Yah. You don't have to receive it. It's still the truth. And Yah says, I got something for us all that walk that way. I'm preaching out of the book. That's what it says. He called us Na'af. We're an adulterous people. We are an apostatized people. We have abandoned the faith. We have renounced the Emet, the truth of Yah. We will not adhere to the Torah of Yah. That is what an apostate people is. That is what an adulteress is. He has defied the unity of his marriage. He has gone against the Torah of marriage, of faithfulness. He has no faithfulness. His words cannot be trusted. He has no true bond. He cannot bond. That is the fact of the matter. There's a fact of the matter. Man commits adultery on his wife, vice versa. There's always that speculation there. There's always that doubt. I don't care what you say. It's always there. There's that fear that is always there. And that's the fear with Yah, with us. Because we've been so adulterous. Because we've been so unfaithful. Because we walked in such apostate mindset. That we're not faithful to him. We denounce him. He says, you don't want my friendship. You'd rather be the friend of the world. Don't you know that's an enemy of me? The world hates you. The world doesn't love you. I don't care if it's your children, your grandchildren, your parents. They hate you. They don't love you. They're not going to strengthen your hands in the things of Yah. They're not going to promote Yahshua. They're going to do all they can to remove you from the faith. To make you renounce Yah. Oh, they'll smile. And you will smile. And you will think they look nice. Dressed like a hoe. He's dressed like somebody feminine, Jezebel. He said, don't you realize when you are a friend, a relach, when you have companionship with the world, when you are intimate with the world, this is what Yah says. And that is what the reach of Yah is. When you have such great trust for the world, you trust them. Come on, we trust Yah. Some of y'all got $100. You got it in the bank, and you trust the world with that. Give it to Yah. You got to have an account for what? I know it's the truth. For what? There's a purpose behind it. And trust Yah with all things. They're going to take it all. I don't care. That little bit we got, they take it. So what? And the just shall live by imunah. To hell with money. I say it that way. To hell with it. Yah is our source and our strength. If he's not, then the few dollars we get, it don't mean nothing. It don't mean one thing at all. And I say that without any fear. To hell with it. For he is my bread of life. He is my drink of water in the midst of the dark desert. Hallelujah. Yahshua is the living flow stream that brings life. Blessed is the man that walks in the Torah of Yah. That not side with this wicked world. If we walk in the Torah of Yah in the light of truth, we shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. I believe what the word of says. I believe what the word of Yah says. So when one is a friend with the world, when one is a reach with the world, when they have this great desire, this companionship with the world, and they are infatuated. We're not even infatuated with Yah. We're so infatuated with the world, the wicked, that our expression changes. But with Yah, your expression never changes. We get infatuated with him. Oh, she looks nice. Oh, look at him. We're infatuated about their sensual, damnable, wicked endeavors. We're not infatuated with Yah. We're not infatuated with Yah. But the world, we're infatuated with that. We're infatuated with him. They teach you how to do everything. Dress and eats. That's why we're in the shape. Our minds in the shape they're in. It teaches you how to do everything. Yah teaches us how to do everything. How to eat, how to dress, how to be kadosh. How to set yourself apart. How to be faithful unto him. Not an adulteress or an adulteress. Not a na'af. But he teaches us how to be faithful. You find those that are adulterous. And those that adulterous, they're unfaithful unto Yah. I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's your damn sister, your mama, your daddy, your granddaddy. I don't care if it's Pastor Roberts. I have no friendship with the world. I don't want the world's friendship. I don't care if it's my natural kinsman. I don't want their friendship. I want to be a friend of Yah. Because if I'm a friend of theirs, I'm an enemy of Yah. Because I will side with them when the truth of Yah is spoken. I will be bound up by them because I'm afraid to lose their friendship. You see, I'd rather lose Yah's friendship than to lose theirs to hell with that, because that's a false friendship. It is not a friendship at all. Friendship, true reach, you will get wounded with that. Friend will tell you things you don't even like, but they're honest with you. They're forthright. Hallelujah. It makes you not want to be around them for a while. You want to separate yourself from them. But a liar will speak sweet things to you. I will show you. I will show you what the book says. A false friend will speak lies to you, but a real friend will speak truth. Hallelujah. Our minds are so twisted, we don't know what a real friend is, because you never had a friend. Hallelujah. Well, I got a friend in Yahshua. You're a liar. If Yahshua is your friend, you will do what he says. He said, if you say you love me, do not what I say, you're a liar. And I'm saying what he says. You're a flat out liar. You're a liar. Hallelujah. Any man that loves daddy, mama, brother, sister, more, he loves Yah, you know, he's not even a child of Yah. He's not even with them. He said, love him with all. Hallelujah. So if we have this intimacy with the world, we have become an enemy, we have become an oyeb unto Yah. We're seeking to injure him, to overthrow him. We denounce him, and he has no special place in our love. That these are not my words. This is in the book. That is so plain what Jacob says. A fool can understand that. I read it again before I go further. You adulterous, an adulteress. You know, af. He said, Yada, you have not learned. You do not understand. You do not know that the friendship, the reach, the friendship of the world is enmity, abanda. It is a hatred. Abba, that's what it means. Abba, it is a pure hatred. It is a detesting, spirit in one. You hate Yah. That's what he says. I'm not saying this. He says, it is an enemy of Yah. Don't you understand that the fear of the world is an enemy of Almighty Yah? You an enemy, oh yeah, you an enemy, one that detests Yah. One that denounces him, renounce him, one that is not faithful, one that resists him. That's what an enemy is. One that seeks to overthrow, one that seeks to destroy, one that seeks to bring down. Isn't that what an enemy does? Do you know what they call those in Iraq? Enemy combatants. And we are the enemies over there in Iraq. Because we went to war a lot. We got a false one leader in the nation. Got a superficial man because the nation is superficial. It is a damn wicked nation, greedy, full of lust. So it went there to carry out his lust. It is still not going to get enough. Still not going to have enough. So it's a false one. It's a lustful nation. So Yah gave us a king that is lustful and as wicked as we are. We are wicked, we are lustful, we are greedy. So he rose up a man as wicked as you, as lustful as you, as foul, and he lies as much as you. He lies against Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So to be a friend of the world is an enemy of Yah. We take that lightly, don't we? We take it very lightly. Because we call Yah a liar. And he says by his immutability he cannot lie. He says to be a friend, know ye not the friendship of the world is enmity against Yah. Don't you all, have you not learned that? He said, you're praying, but nothing is happening. You're praying for sons and daughters, and they're getting worse. What a Sadiq man when one righteous prays. What a man, if a man is right, his love is pure. His wife is right. They get on their knees. There's nothing they cannot ask Yah that he will not do. That we said before, I went astray. Before I went astray, he afflicted me. Before I went astray, to bring me back. And so that's why Yah has subjected us to afflictions here in this nation that will keep us from going away from him. So he subject things in our homes. So to be a friend of the world, it is enmity, it's a hatred against Yah. You literally hate him. You despise him. You hate him. You hate Yah. There's no love for him. You can try to fix this any way you want to, but this is plain. These are not my words. This is out of the book. Hallelujah. Look at what Shaul says. He resonates the same thing in the book of Romans, in the book of Romans. Romans 8:6. He says here in Romans 8:6, he tells us to be carnally minded, to have this natural mindset. It is muth, it is death. To be carnally minded is death. When one operates in a carnal mind, everything they speak is death. Yahshua had a spiritual mind, and every word he spoke was life and shalom. The words I speak unto you, they're ruach and they're life. So when a man speaks out of a carnal mind, he speaks from a perception of death. And everything that's uttered out of that man's mouth, it is death. There's no life outside of the living Torah of Yahweh. So to be carnally minded, it kills the relationship. It kills the relationship with Yah. It destroys the relationship. To be carnally minded is death. That's what the carnal mind is. It cannot comprehend the spiritual laws of Yah. It cannot receive that Torah of life from Almighty Yahweh. This is in the renewed covenant. Is that expressed in a way that we can understand? To have this natural mind, to have this human mindset. That's why we must let. Yah's not going to force it. It must be a permission. It must be permissive. He's not going to drive you to serve him. So let the same mind that was in Yeshua, it must be in us as well. Well, what was that mind? Was it of the world or was it of Yah? It was of Yah because it did all things to please Yah. Our mind is so given over unto the world, we know it's carnal, and all of our activities are worldly, and our thoughts are worldly. Yeshua is never on our minds. Tell me how many times during the course of the day is Yeshua on your mind? He's not on our mind. Everything that is sensual and full of lust is on our mind. We hate to hear his name. We hate to congregate. You hate to pray. You hate to come to pray. There's no energized emotion about prayer. You came in here saying one day and heaven starts saying again. It was phony as hell. You brothers and sisters say that you come sing that. You know it's the truth when a man knows what's right to do and don't do it, it's sin. You didn't know to do tav, you don't do it, it's sin. Hallelujah. And do it. Sister Hawkins says to me in the letter, as she talked to her other day, I have a cousin, Seventh-day Adventist, said if I renounce Yah, they'll help me, they'll help with bread and feed me. She said, if I have no bread, nowhere to lay my head, I will not renounce Yah for them. Yah will feed her bread. She has the sin of reaving. She has no one. No one to stand with her. Hallelujah. She stands in truth. And that's what you better stand in. So we know what's right to do. We don't do it. It's sinful. That's sin. That's wickedness that lies in us. Why? Because our own flesh inhibits us. That's the carnal mind. You all got quiet, didn't you? Yah sent forth his, he made himself known by the rock of judgment. He judged us. You understand? He's not here playing some kind of little patty cake thing with us. He's trying to get us ready for the kingdom message. To fear him. To fear him. And we just don't fear him. We don't fear Yah, we fear man. We fear what man? Do we fear the devil? We feel a little pain that we think we're dying. Die. Doubt. Let the flesh be destroyed. Bring it down, Yah. Kill it. Maybe then you can live. You're not living. Maybe then you can live. Hallelujah. He tells us to have this natural mind, this affection for the world. To have this desire, this reach, this friendship with the world. He said it's death. It never produced life, it produced death. Your sons and daughters are dying, and you are dying because you're not speaking life. If you speak death, they're going to die. And the reason they're dead and in trespasses, in sin, because you are full of death. You don't even find too many folks that are sincere with Yah today. The young men, where are they really? Few and in between. They're not sincere. Have no real motivation for Yah. Hallelujah. You wait for Yah for a husband, man. For a husband. One that has the authority of Yeshua. That will give himself for the assembly. Labors for the work of Yah. Not just a man. They're not even men to lay in bed with. Believe me. Hallelujah. You mothers teach these daughters those kinds of things. You got too much time to do nothing. Run your wicked mouths. How old are you, little girl? 12. She got another year. Then you start teaching her how to be. How old are you, little girl? Yes, 12. One more year. Teach her what motherhood is. You don't wait until she get ready to get married. You teach them. You all get off of quiet. You got time to do everything to run your mouths. You ain't got time to teach them that. I don't want them to turn out being little hoes. You teach them. When she began to, her body began to purge herself, she can have babies. You understand that? And there's nothing taboo about that. You teach them. Don't be a jackass and ignorant. You teach them. Teach them what motherhood is. No, daddies, you're not going to hold on to them. They weren't given to you to hold on to. Hallelujah. Forget that. Began to teach them. They may understand the process of womanhood. What a wickedness among Israel. They prepared their daughters for marriage. That's why many of the young girls are hoes today. Because the lazy mammies want to lay around and watch television all day. And they're no good pappy. Yah knows all things. You all get upset with me, that's all right. I'm a tenacious fighter. I can fight too. I can fight. I am very tenacious. I can hit very hard too. Spiritually and physically too. Very hard. And I can take a punch too. I can take one. I can take one, mother, all right? I don't mind you punching at me. I don't mind you resisting what I say. I don't have no problem with that. I'm a warrior. I will die for this. So you teach them. You teach them. You got time for Walmart all day. You teach it. You begin to teach it. You don't have to take the rod to the head so much because they become wise. You teach them how to hear. They become wiser. You don't have to take the stick to them so much. The rod is for fools back. That's what the rod is for. You teach them. You teach them how to be daughters. Teach them how to honor and love their husband. They see the example what you are. Expect a man that will love Yah. The assembly like Yeshua. Love Yisrael that he died for it. You just don't want a boy. I want you to have a man. Let no boy have you. That's right. Let a man. I don't know why I'm saying that, but that's all right. It's tough. He's got to be a man. He's got to be tested by me. I'm a man. And I know what a man is. So he must be a man. I will. I'm not afraid. Not of this adulterous and adulterous generation. An adulterous generation seeks after a sign. And there shall be no sign given. So is Yahshua right in addressing us? So is Yaakov. To be carnally minded is death. That's why it's enmity against Yah. But to be spiritually minded, to have the spiritual laws of Yah, the Torah of Yah, is higher, is life and shalom. He said, because the carnal mind is Abba, it is a hatred, it is enmity against Yah. Now here are two men by the same Ruach speaks the same thing. They tell us that it's enmity. It's the mind of the enemy. That's what the carnal mind is. It's an enemy against the spiritual laws of Yah. The carnal mind is enmity, is hatred against Yah. For it is not subject. What is subject? It is not under the authority. It is not under the authority of the Torah of Yahweh. Neither or never indeed can be. It cannot be. It cannot be submitted to the Torah of Yah. It cannot obey the Torah of Yah. When you find one that is carnal, they defy the Torah. They're unfaithful. You can see it in their expression, their actions. That's why man, listen men, man has the Torah of his HaMashiach as his head. And he's led by the Torah that is Sadiq, that is right because he loves Yah. He's not a man because he can perform certain feats in a bed. That's not a man. He's a man. He made man. He breathed the breath of life. If a man has the life and the power of the witness of truth. Come on, woman. You want a man. You just don't want a beast. You can find peace all in the world. They do peacefully things too. But a man is what you want. A man. A man. You're a man. You're an Ish. You're an Ish. Hallelujah. Yah calls himself that. The Ish. Hallelujah. So he calls man an Ish. You're a man. One that has the light of Yahshua resonating from him. That's what you want. Not these little effeminate things. They don't even have the character of a man. Effeminate. They're weak. They don't have the stamina of a man. I take one man over 50 weaklings. I'll do more. For man, he's up for the task. I don't know what it is. He'll say, we can overtake them. Only Caleb and Yehoshua. They say, I'll tell you what, we can handle this. Ain't no problem. It takes a man. Two men, they overtake the giants. They will. You get men that are weak. What is a weak man? We're not standing there. Walk in a spiritual mind. I walk with a spiritual mind. There's a young man that calls me. He has a little assembly out there in California, 11 people. Wife is defiant. He says, she asked me the other day, can she go with her, these people? The women dress lewd and hoish. I told her no. And she railed. He said, you ask for my opinion. I'm telling you. See, that's a man. See, he even perked me up a little bit. I said, you stand fast. Regardless to what she does, you hold fast the truth. Let her go the way of hell. You hold fast. That's a Jezebel. That's an Isabel. That's what it is. So this kind of mind, it is not subject to the Torah of Yah. It will not submit to it. It will not adhere to the Torah of Yah. It will say, well, in the carnal aspect of the carnal logic, well, I don't see why we can't. For the Torah commands us what to do. And because you have a great affection for Yah, you don't want to do it. You don't do it not because you're told to do it. You don't do it because Yah, you love Yah. And you keep the Torah of Yah. If you don't love Yah, you will defy everything he says. You will defy him. That's what an adulterous man does. Who wants an adulterous husband? Who wants a husband that is not faithful to his wife, even in his looking? That cannot say, look at that, honey. Come on, what a shame. Who wants a man like that? If I was a woman, I certainly would not. Who would not want a strong man? What is a strong man? Someone physical? That doesn't make a man. Because he has physical might. No, that doesn't make a man. A man that will not defy or alter one word. Every word of Yah is pure. And he stands as he comes, as he yada, as he learns Yah. He will not alter one thing for no one. He stands on it. He stands fast. That's a man. That's a man. That's a man of strength. That's a man, not some little effeminate thing. Come on, brothers. We should check our posture. Where we look, where we carry ourselves, we should check all of that. You shouldn't stand in a way that is effeminate looking. You shouldn't hold your hands effeminate. Stand like a man. You shouldn't have an effeminate spirit. Come on. You see, brothers, speak. Shalom, brothers. What, is that hard? Just say shalom. Shalom. That's easy. Shalom. That's not hard. So your attributes should not even be effeminate. Patterned after this effeminate world like a woman. Nah. We shouldn't act on emotions. We should act according to the word of Yah. I can't act on that. I just can't act on that. I must act according to the word of Yah. Well, you do things, the scripture tells me to do tough unto all men. All men. Do right by them. But it gives me a special preference to Yisrael, especially. And the reason you think no one would do that, because you don't do that. You see, whatever one judge one with, that's the way they are. Whatever they perceive with someone else, that's what they are. And they want to associate everyone with their own wickedness. Because they're wicked as hell. They want to renounce anything that's right to give them some kind of feeling like they're right. They're still wicked. Hallelujah. Scripture tells you to know them. And if I labor among you, you better know me. We out there in that garden yesterday, Brother Pat knows what it's about. I said, we talking, but let's step it up, brother. I want to be through with this time. Hallelujah. Let's step it up. What we do? We pull weeds. That was no easy job. That was hard. Well, did Brother Joe and Brother Dave do what we did? No, they did what we did. You don't understand that. No, they didn't do what we did. They did what we did. They pulled weeds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't mess around when I have a command and a commission from you. We need that. We need to take care of that. And so I want the brothers to know how I do things when they go over there and they see this how to get it done. Hallelujah. It takes a will. It takes a desire. I don't care what it is. You get it done. One can chase 1,000. You get 2 brothers, they can chase 10,000. It's amazing. We were picking those preachers of the day. And I say this, and I know that's how we do things. One brother went to that tree, one over there, one over there. I said, no, sir, not with me. All of you come here. You know why? Because if this brother picking on this tree here, he will become disillusioned. Because he can see he picked all these peaches. Man, I still got all this to pick. So he began to miss peaches. I said, Brother Patton, look now. Now you missed that weed. Now this is the last time. You make sure you get them weeds. Why? Do we become conscientious of what we're doing? I said, no, you come on this. No. All of you all come here. We pick together. And so we finished that tree. Said, look, no peaches there. Ah. So you can always look back and see what you've done. That's why the old farmer, when he hoed, he always looked at what he had accomplished. Hallelujah. He's looking. He's hoeing. He look at that. He knows what he got to do. He knows that that's not the issue. He knows how much he got to hoe. Then he turn around, he can see the rows that are done. He knows that those are there, but that's what inspires him, what's already done. And he goes back the other way. He looks at, he set up in the field, see what he's got done. He see a weed back then. He may walk back and get that old weed. Don't you know that we're farmers that hoe 5-10 acres a day with a hoe? One man. They knew they had a job. There was so much to haul that the mule and the plow could get. Did he have to take the hoe to it? Sure he did. He knew he had to spend all day out there. That's what y'all got to do. He's got to take the hoe. He got to take it. As Evander Holmes would say, the battle axe. He's got to cut this mess down, brothers and sisters. We got to be renewed in the ruach of the spirit of our minds. We've allowed the world to train us to bring death. The words that we speak, they're death. We don't know how to speak words of life unto each other. We don't want to direct them to the words of life. We compromise that because we're carnally minded. We don't direct them to the Torah of Yah. We're trying to satisfy the flesh, and we ought to be destroying the flesh. We ought to break down the flesh and destroy it. Those men did not give Eob flesh no grounds to exalt itself. Not one bit of ground. And that's what we do. We actually think we're speaking life to someone. We're speaking death. We're literally speaking death. You speak out of the carnal mind. You base it on some kind of emotion, some kind of feeling. That's death. You base it on the Torah of Yah. Once sinned, you reprove them sharply. You tell them you're wrong. That's wickedness. Don't you realize why you went through that? Because you got wickedness in you. There's a seed of wickedness in you. You don't realize how wicked you are? We don't want to do that. Because I respect the person. I don't care if it's your daddy, your mama, your sister, whomever, your brother. It makes no difference. Your son, your daughter. She'll say, you hate me because I tell you the truth? You're going to hate a friend because I tell you the truth? But we do that rather than speak lies to us. Hallelujah. Y'all's going to have to rip this cold, nasty mess out of us. You just have to take it up from the root, brothers and sisters. It must come up. Hallelujah. He's speaking to the 12 tribes of Israel today. He's telling us why we're fighting. Why we're fighting against him. You fight against what he say because you got lust in you. You fight against the commands of Yah because you got lust in you. You resisted what Yah said because you're full of lust. You possess an adulterous spirit and an adulterous spirit. You're full of idolatry. You're not faithful. You're not faithful at all. You lied to Yah because you lied to your husband. You lied to your wife. You are an unfaithful person. That's what you are. Period. And you're lying, pretending. You know it's not so, but you will tell a lie and justify your own damnable lies. You justify those that you have an affectionate for. We must justify Yah. Whether he damn us, whether he give us life, whether we die today, we still justify him. He is just. We are not just. He is just. So the carnal mind of one cannot speak. I'd rather someone comes to me on my dying bed speaking the Torah of Yah and come speaking lies. You're going to be all right. Just pray. No, death is at the door. I know it's here. Don't tell me lies. Tell me the truth. Free me from this death journey. Free me up and let me go on. We have so much darkness. There's only one thing in the world that's darkness. Men love darkness rather than light. And that's why we love the world. It's full of darkness. We love everything about the world. I said to Brother Patrick yesterday, I said, Brother, what do you think? What do you think designers come from? Men that want to design clothes that they like? Why the people of Yah can't do that? Tell me. Everything you wear, someone has sewn that. Why they can't do it? Why, daughters? Why you can't be friends enough to get help from one another? Tell me. Why can't you? You're full of your damnable ways. Come on, men. You're man. Man is not intimidated by another man. Another man strengthens a man. I see a man, he strengthens me. I see a man of character, he strengthens me. He makes me check myself out so I see where I gotta come up. I have no problem with that. I'm not that shallow. When I see a man more refined than me, that doesn't trouble me. It doesn't bother me. Man like that, I want to speak to him. How you doing? How's everything? I want to speak to a man like that. I want to engage with a man like that because he has reached that zenith of that pinnacle by some way. I want to understand that he has words that are wise. I want to hear what that man says. I'm not intimidated. Come on. Only feminine men are that way. Men that have no assurance of the strength of Yah. Same thing with a woman. She's not sure of herself. The word of Yah makes us sure of ourselves. Sons of Yah, elected by the power of Yahshua. Elected by the foreknowledge of Yah and sealed by the death of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Nothing more powerful than men dwelling together in unity. Nothing like a precious oil that ran down upon Aaron, down to the beard, down to the skirt of his garment. There's nothing like men. Nothing like men. When men see men, they ought to want to engage with men. They ought to want to join men. The world join each other. They do things. You're not going to say you love Yah and have this affection for the world. Hallelujah. Let me move on a little bit. Yahshua says, I want to show you something. In 1 Yochanan, I want to finish this good portion of it today. He says in 1 Yochanan, chapter 2, as he cautions Israel against the love of the world. Now you got to understand this. He says this. And 1 Yochanan 2:15, he says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of Yah, the Abba, is not in him. Can that be plain? Can it be any more plain than that? If any man has this affection, if any man has a companionship with the world, if any man delights in the companionship of those that are worldly and rejects Yah, if any man gets his rejoicing out of the world, then the love of Yah is not in the man. I look at who he is. I look at what they say. Oh, I'm proud of my son. For what? He's a whoremonger. He's a Jezebel. He's a thief. Oh, Why you all get awful quiet like that? Hallelujah. But something in Israel, isn't it? It's trashing us. I'm not worried about not one of my natural brothers or sisters. I'm not worried about them. Period. I was talking to Brother Patrick yesterday. I said, they only call when someone dies. When someone dies, they will call me. They will. They'll contact me. And they know I'm not coming. I don't rejoice in their death, but they know I'm not coming. Okay. Sad to hear that. Only time. They know what I stand for. And I'm glad. It's one thing they can tell you. He's that way. My witness is true among them. My witness is true among them. Even among them is true. Well, they may not respect me, but that's all right. But they know I'm faithful. And they know I'm committed. So if any man say he loves Yah, he loves the world, he has this great propensity for the world, the love of Yahweh is not in him. He said, for all the things of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boasting pride of life, it is not of the Abba, but it's of the world. The world passes away in the lust, the hamads thereof. But he that does the will of Yah, he lives, he abides forever. Only those that do the will of Yah. There's nothing in the world. Nothing. All that we need, we find it in Yeshua. Everything we need. There's nothing in the world but the lust, pride, produce nothing at all but death. And it calls us to talk from that kind of mindset. I don't want to be like the world. I don't want to dress like the world. I don't want my attributes to be like the world. I don't want to have this affection for the world in me. I don't want that. I denounce it all. I stand fast with Yeshua. Makes no difference what they think of me. My natural sister said to me one time, she says, you're going to need someone to bury you. I said, you don't have to worry about that, heifer. I said it like that. Don't worry. They put me in the ground. It makes no difference. Now there's been one dime bill a box. Let it rot the way you intended for it to rot. That's why Yosef said, when you leave, Mizraim, he said, take my bones. That's what he said. Don't take that corpse that has been mummified. Take my bones. Don't leave them here. Let them rot. Let the skin run. See that? Don't put it in nothing but a box. Let the skin run. See that? This damn wickedness they've imposed upon you. Because you think that thing without the life of Yeshua is going to get up. It's not getting up. It's not getting up. Let the skin worms eat it. Let it die. Let it go down to the grave. Because it's going that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, there are many things I could teach on today. But we need to be strengthened. The men of Yah need to rise up. And the daughters of Tizan, they need to rise in the beauty of Yeshua. You're fronting away your lives and your spiritual blessings. No beauty at all. You're trying to beautify the external. You trim down, you girdle down. Doesn't mean a knicker's worth a rat's piss. You beautify the meat with salvation. And one has the spirit of Yeshua. That's more beautiful than anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're paying more attention to everything but the spiritual man. Hallelujah. You get that right, the external man, it will follow pursuit. You don't have to worry about that. You get the mind right. The natural man falls subject to the law of the Ruach. The mind is not right, so your body is not right. Your body is not right because your mind is twisted. You're hurt because you're skinny, that doesn't mean your mind is right. And you that think that others are wrong and you're right, that means that you're right. You're not right. How do you know? Because the scripture tells me to esteem others more highly than yourself. Man said to me, I'm mighty like you. Lies. I've never declared I'm mighty. You're the only mighty one. I'm a servant of Yah, of the Most High. And I declare this truth. I declare it without any fear of the retribution of man. Oh, there are men that will cause us to tremble now. And that's what honor does. It costs you the tremor. Come on. You never been before a man on a job and you got a little nervous and a little... All right then. Don't lie to me, okay? All right? They call you in the office, you that have worked. Need to see you, David. Your mind began to calculate everything you've done wrong. I wonder if he knows about that. All right. Don't talk that hypocrisy to me, okay? Hallelujah. Can you imagine them calling Brother Dale or Elder Wyman on his job, say, you need to get back. We need to see you. Can you imagine things go through his mind? What do they want? Did I mess up on the last stop? Did someone call and report? What did I do? That's what the Rock of Yah does. Hallelujah. If man makes us do that, and he can. You know why man can make us do that? Do you understand why? Can I tell you? Don't try to answer. I will tell you why. You know why? Can I tell you why? Will you believe me, son, if I tell you, Brother Patrick? Will you believe me? It's in the book. Because he gave man dominion. He has power. He has power. He has power. He gave him dominion. And even the beasts of the field would tremble at man. Oh, the lion will take him out. But the lion would prefer avoiding man. And that's a fact. Because he gave him dominion. When a son walks into his avat house, who has dominion in the house? The avat. The avat. When he says to him, I want to see you, son, you think he's not thinking about what he's done and the thing that he did wrong? Because of his dominion. Because of his dominion. Because of that. He has power. He has dominion. That's the reason why. And the enemy, I love you, daughters of Zion. He has done all he could to raise up the spirit, to resist the man. Yes. Don't listen to man. No, you listen to me. And I'm a man. You listen to what I say. Hallelujah. Was Joshua a man? Yes. Do you listen to him? Yes. All right then. Listen to this man too. All right. Hallelujah. Was Shaul a man? Yes. Or was he what we call a melech? Something from the Hashemayim. He was a man. Are we not listening to what he says in Yochanan? Or do we not? We just listen to Yochanan? He was a man. All right then. Hallelujah. We must yada. You must learn. You must learn. And no child learned anything without being taught. You don't learn anything without being taught. They must be taught ABCs. They must be taught how to do simple math. You have to be taught. And oh, I don't care what you become a physics, you still are taught. Because there are those that have a greater knowledge of physics than you. And they teach you. Hallelujah. A wise man is ever being taught. That's how he learns. He's willing to be taught. Hallelujah. Now I want to define this enemy. And I want to close here, Yah's will. Listen to this. It's in the book of Shirach. It says in the book of Shirach 12:10. It says, the wisdom of Shirach says, never trust a batak. And that is to have great confidence. Never trust your enemy. Now the world is our enemy. And if we have love for the world, Yah will never trust us. We're the enemies of Yah. It says this, never batak, have confidence to have this relationship with your enemies, your oyeb. For like the rusting of copper. Copper rusting? Do you all hear that? For as the rusting of copper, I've never seen rusted copper. For as the rusting of copper, so is his zima, his wickedness, his evil plans, his idolatry, his sadistic mind, that's the wicked. That's the mind. See, copper never rust. And so those wicked mind of a Zimrah, of the wicked, it never ceases because the mind is always to overthrow. The world is always seeking to destroy the seed of Israel. You cannot be a friend of Yah. You have the love of the world. Look at who it is. You cannot have this intimacy with the world. And say you love Yah. As the rusting of copper, copper doesn't rust. It doesn't rust. So is that mind of the wicked. It is always contemplating. There's always evil. There's always evil conjectures and thoughts that permeates their mind. And they always speak evil of that which is right. Because their minds are evil. They don't know what's right. So you will never hear anything pleasant coming out of their mind. I don't care if it's your wife, if it's your husband. Everything they speak is something denouncing and evil. Accusation against one another. There's something evil there. Hallelujah. I don't care what you say. I don't care if it's your wife or your mama, whomever it is. Hallelujah. It says the rusting of copper. As copper rusts, so is the enemy. The enemy of Yah that's always planning this harlotry, this idolatry. Now that's what the mind of the wicked is now. If any man loves the world, then the love of the Abba is not in him. Brothers and sisters, if you get strengthened by the world, you are energized by the world, something is wrong with you. I despise it. When I go out of here on Mondays, usually that's the only day or Tuesday. And it takes something to take me out on Wednesday, on Thursday. It does. Something that is necessary for the community. That is one of the most exhausted times when I go. I'm exhausted when I get back. I wore out. The wickedness is so pervasive. Everything is wicked. The lust, the greed, the corruption. It wears me out. I'm wore out. My mind is just, it's just wore out. I'm physically worn. That what we did yesterday didn't even wear me out. And if I hadn't taken a shower, I'd have been out there shooting a little hoop with Brother Dale. That didn't wear me out. Not one bit. But that wears me out. It exacerbates me. It takes my energy. Come on, when you can go out there and just toil in the world and just dig and you energize, something is wrong, brothers and sisters. Something is wrong in you. I don't care whether you say hallelujah. Something is wrong in you. Something. All that is in the world. All that's out there. The lust of the eyes. And the pride of life. You just lust. The more you lust. You lust. Yeah. Some of you all can spend all day out there just lusting and greed and lusting. And you can't spend it. You get tired. You can't even come to pray. You're tired. Well, I'm not taking anything back. Look at what you say. Hallelujah. If you're a son of Yah, every son that he receives, he chastens. And he scourges, right? All right. Receive the scourge. I just can't do it. I cannot. Period. My wife said to me one time, you give me this $50 offering, but Ma, you won't stop and let me spend the money. Don't worry about it. Hold on to it. Hallelujah. I don't feel like stopping there. I have the energy to stop there. I just don't do it. You got 10 minutes. That's it. That's the way I am. She came to me yesterday, Deacon Horn taking Sister Laquila. Can I go, please? I said, yes. I'm not going down there. As a matter of fact, I said, when they get Deacon Horn to take you out here, take Sister Laquila and take you out. I just don't have the energy for it. I don't. And we are just so incensed with that. It controls us. You get a dollar, it controls that. Something is wrong with you. Give it to Yah. Come on, don't spend $200 on nothing. Bring it back to me. I'll use it. What I said is Sister Hawkins. Hallelujah. Don't say any hypocrites. I will do anything for the people of Yah. But you there with your damn pride, you wicked child of hell, it's your pride that prevents you. I'll do anything. I'll do anything. I said to this brother right here because I want him to get his tooth fixed. And I said, when you go to that, the money they made, I said, you get her tooth fixed too. I was going to get another sister's mouth fixed. She said, no, someone else is going to do it. I said, okay, don't worry about it. And I will never ask her again. So I put enough back for her. Come on. To make sure she get her mouth fixed. Hallelujah. Although she has a little money to do that, but I still did it. So I'll do for the people of Yah. If I had $1 million, you got it. You'll enjoy just like you'll enjoy the money more than I will. Because I use it for Yisrael. I care for the people of Yah. It's because you don't give a damn for them. You think everyone is like you. So you talk like that. You're a wicked child of hell. I care for Yisrael. I care. I want to see them strengthened. Hallelujah. I care for them. If I had 500,000, it would be for Yisrael. What? For us? What would you do? Well, what do we need to do? Whatever. I will use it. Hallelujah. That's what I do. Because it's amazing that even when you all take trips, even the ones that don't live here, I still do the same thing for them. And they're so wicked, they don't understand this man. They're wicked as hell. We don't know them that labor among us. Hallelujah. I know my brothers. I know them. I know the ones that can bear a little more weight than the other ones. And so I don't put the weight on them like I do the other. But I expect them to do the same thing. I expect Brother Yosef. I expect Brother Yosef to do the same thing I do. The same thing. I may get more roles out there than him, but I expect him to do the same thing. I expect him to do the same thing. I expect him, as long as my back is bent, his back is bent. Brother Pat said yesterday, Pastor, I began to feel this. I said, I don't feel it in my back because I've been doing things. I know we're going to have to pull weeds. So I prepare my backs to pull weeds. I do. I do things that make my back strong. So I can bend down for 15, 20 minutes at a time. I just bend because I do that. He said, I'm beginning to feel this, Pastor. I said, that's all right. We're going to finish up there. We're going to finish it up, brother. We're going to be finished at this time. We would have finished at the time that I said we would have finished. Brother Joe and Brother Dave, come on. I expect Brother Dave to work like me, but I expect him to work like me. He can't produce like me, but I expect him to produce like me. Hallelujah. Because I go get it when I go get it. I go get it. Are you supposed to know? That's just the way I do things. That's my tenacity. Whatever I do with tenacity. Come on, it's a drive. I watched this young man do something other than I'm looking at him, and I'm grimacing at what he's doing. I'm saying, man, that's just youthful tenacity. You know, it's, man, look at him. Of course, I'm there pulling for him, and I'm just watching the man. But it took more than just some kind of physical strength to do what he was doing. I'm telling you. And I'm feeling what he's feeling, but he's feeling it, even though he's doing it. Come on. That's what the true heart of Israel does. When one is exalted, we're all exalted. I don't mind a brother being exalted about me. I have no problem with that. None. If that was the case, then even when we have this meeting down here, I will let no one preach but me. Come on. The folks, if anyone come, they know because Pastor Roberts is coming. That's why. So that's not me. I want the young men to be exalted. I want their gifts to flourish. I want them to enlighten me. Come on, I want them to strengthen. I have no problem with that. None. So it's one thing about the wicked as the enemy. Never trust. And we trust the wicked. Some of you all trust the wicked. You tell them, you don't even let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. I don't ask no one what no one is doing in the world. So I don't want to know what no one is doing. I don't care what they're doing. And yet you trust the wicked where you know this and that. She had a baby. Da, da, ta, ta, ta. Come on, Israel. Hallelujah. And they use that against you. Sure they will. Even if he humbles. Do you all hear that? Elder spoke on that. Even if he is sure. Even if he bowed down himself and goes about cringing. Said, I'm sorry. He says, watch yourself. And be on your guard against him. Yah's on his guard against you. He looks at you and said, look, she cried. He said, I'm not going to do it. Yeah. He said, nah, but I know you're an enemy. I know you, what you are. Oh, yeah. You want to denounce my Torah and to reject it, throw it down. He said, you watch yourself. And you be to him like one who has polished a mirror, and you know that it was not hopeless tarnish. So what he said is that you be like with that enemy, just like when polishing a mirror. When a mirror is polished, you can see everything up there, can't you? You see everything about you too when the light is in the background. So that's how it is with an enemy. Yah says, I want that mirror. I want that mirror. You be like, what is this, a polished mirror? That one can see their ways and their vileness and let you know you don't trust them and make them realize. We don't do that. Because we love the world, we participate, we act like them, we smile, we grin, we laugh, we do everything they do. Hallelujah. You sisters, quit laughing so much. Silliness. Ain't it time to laugh? Time to be sober. The world wants you to laugh and laugh loud, you can hear. Quit it. Hallelujah. I don't care if you're among yourselves. Let your laughter be few. Hallelujah. Time is all up. Time of prayer. Hallelujah. That's what we need to do. Same thing with the brothers. I can say that really among the brothers. There ain't no laughter. Ain't no frivolity. I can say that because I'm singing. I don't care what I'm doing. I'm singing. I don't care if they like it or not. Whether they say hallelujah. Picking those peaches, you better do something. Get hot up there and get the itching. Hallelujah. You out there in them fields hoeing them weeds. You get the singing. That's what I say. Kumbaya, yeah, it's hot. Kumbaya, kumbaya, yeah, kumbaya. Oh, yeah. That's why I sing. Because I make melodies in my lap, because I rejoice. Yah gives me strength and the virtue to do it. I barak him. Because I know the day will come when that will dissipate. That's a fact. You get old. And your strength began to lose strength. That's a fact of life. The bones become brittle. They don't have the life like a young man. Period. I understand that. And so while I have this youth now, the strength of a young man, I'm going to barak Yah. I'm going to bless him so when I get old, I'll have something to rejoice in. If I'm bitter toward him now when I get old, I'll be bitter then. I'm going to rejoice unto the Yah for life, for my strength, my mobility, my ability to move, and to have strength. I'm going to talk to him. Yeah, I'm going to do it now. And so when I get old, I will have pleasure in that. If I don't do it now, when I get old, if I get older, I won't have no pleasure. But I do it now so I have pleasure. I can draw back on the same songs. What songs? I don't know any songs. I just let them flow from my inward parts. Never learned a song in all my life. And mess up here when Brother Pat's singing. So I ad lib, I add what flows out of me. Hallelujah. And so the wicked must see. They must know that. I know that you're the enemy of Yah. Yah's going to destroy the enemy. There's so much to this. Yah's will have me finish this next week. He says here, do not put him next to you. Now that's what Yah says. Yah's not going to allow the enemy to be next to him. Now this is what Yah says. To be a friend of the world, you're an enemy of Yah. So he tells us, do not even put your enemy next to you. Shirak 12. He said, don't even put your enemy next to you. Lest he overthrow you and take your place. Now that's what the enemy does. That's what the world is trying to do, overthrow Yah. And say he's not real. He doesn't love anyone. You don't have to do that. Why all those don'ts? What I don't see where is no don'ts. I just see where we have life in the word of Yah. And everything else is death. Your enemy will overthrow you. He will overtake you because he wants your place. And do not have him sit at your right side. Well, that's my son. He's a wicked thing. Don't have him sit at your right side. Don't have that Jezebel hoe sitting at the right side. You sitting there smiling. You tell her you're Jezebel. You're on your way to hell. You little frolicking whore. You don't love Yah. You sold him out for what? Come on. Tell the man that. It's amazing that I know there are folks out there that see me, but they hide from me. Believe me, they hide from me. They do. Of course, I wouldn't say nothing to anybody anyway. You didn't say nothing when you left. Don't talk to me now. I don't have no time for them. Come on. They don't have to be afraid of me. For what? They will not be offended by me. I walk right past them. No problem. Hallelujah. He said, at least they try to take your seat of honor, your kabod. And at last, you will realize the truth, Yah says, of my word, and be stunned by what I have said. You will realize if you allow them. He said, you're going to be stunned that I told you the truth, because they will overtake you. They will overtake your mind. They will make you curse Yah. That's what they will do. They will make you curse Yah. They will make you renounce Yahweh. That's what they will do. They seek to overthrow you. That's why you cannot love the world. You cannot have an appetite for the world. You cannot be driven by the world. You can't allow them to shape your mind. And you get so incensed with the world that it draws you. They take everything you have. Your sisters, next time you get money, save it. Don't spend it. Don't spend it. Just save it. Their brothers here, they got money saved. They don't spend it. I can borrow a little money from Brother Patrick if I need some. Oh, Dave Lee, I'll get some money, Brother Dave. Come on. Don't spend it. What do they get? Same thing you get? Less. Hallelujah. You get awful quiet. And that's the truth. What? You have food? How many of you sisters got more than five dresses? How many of you sisters got more than five outfits? Raise your hand. Or sit here hard-headed. All right. All of you. I see, of course, you don't sit here like that. You know that. It's just our lust. You never be satisfied. If you had $1 million, it wouldn't satisfy you. You spend that. Hallelujah. That's why I say to you, brothers, Yah moves me today. There must be strong. The brother must be strong. He must be stronger than me. Because the first thing that's going to rise is money. And you brothers that say, I will never do that, you're going to be the ones that never go try. It won't be much. Just 10. And then 15. See, that's what one does in the bank. They say, well, who's going to miss 10? But 20, nobody missed that. 30, what about 50? Well, I got a problem with that. Where's the money going? Well, brother sent a beautiful offering from California. He said, Pastor Ron, with that electric bill, my. That's a lot of money. Sure is. But Yah makes provisions. Hallelujah. I believe with the Siddiq of Yah, I'm not going to beg. Beg no one for nothing. I will not beg. If we have no electricity, I will not beg. If Yah doesn't supply, then what? So what? The value of all the brothers here is not the money they make. I'd rather have them all here. That's the truth. So the value is not the brother money. The value is the brotherhood of brothers. That is what will strengthen the place. It's not money. Some give and say, man, there have been those that here did that. So it's not money. It's the brotherhood of the Ikad of one. That's the strength of the place. That's it. Don't tell me the enemy will not do that, because he did it in the Garden of Eden. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, he did the same thing here. So the next one must be stronger than me. He has to be. He has to have a great strength. He can't base things on a little physical personality or this little physical emotion. Has to be greater than that. That's why I'm so tough at times. I'm tough all the time. Not sometimes. Who will pity a snake charmer? Who pity a snake charmer when he's bitten by the serpent? He had no business playing with it. You know you're going to get bitten by it. Just like a fool taking a hammer and said, I will see how close I can get to my finger without smashing it. I said, you fool, if you're going to play that game, I'm not going to pity if you break that finger. No, you don't pity him. No, sir. And he's begging. He got it on a piece of metal. He said, watch this. I tell you what, I'm going to do it with my eyes closed. Ping! Watch this. Ping! Whoa, got close. It's that close I can get. Who's going to pity a snake charmer and say, you crazy man? Why would you play with something like that? When he's bitten by a serpent? Or anyone that goes near wild beasts? Who's going to pity that? I remember one time I saw this little clip where this man was showing out. And Brother Nate said when he went to the library, he saw it. Well, he gets out of his car, Sean, I told his wife and his daughter, y'all stay back. And here these ferocious lioness and lion out there. And man, you could hear them. They were growling like beasts. They were hungry and they were not playing around. They wanted some wildebeest. And he gets out with his kids and say, y'all stay back. Little baby sitting there, another child and his wife. He wanted to show his bravery. This fool. So he gets out, clicking pictures. taking pictures. And all of a sudden, I don't know if it was a big male or what, came on the back of that man. You figure a lion, a male lion, weighs about 450 kilograms. You know, about 800 pounds. Come on, brothers and sisters, come on. That's heavyweight. And he grabbed that man and he took him down. He grabbed it. That's what they grabbed right there. They cut off all the... You ain't breathing. They get on the wallabies, they break the spine. That's why you get them, they go for that spine. They break them, they cripple. There ain't nothing they can do. And that's what the male does. The females, they're tough, but they know they need a male to bring it down because that's 450 kilograms. That's 800 pounds nearly. When he gets on the back of him, he's coming down. And he breaks that spinal cord. Well, this lion, the lion brought this man down. You can see it there. As a matter of fact, his wife sued. Stupidity. Brings him to the pile, and those lioness, they lit in on him. You could literally see every action. First thing they pull out was his belly, and just eating his belly, his legs. It was just a matter of second, he was dead. And those other cars around, they're trying to get away. And they were showing their teeth. And when the male lion roars, you can hear it a mile away. The lion of the tribe of Yehudah, Yahshua roars today, all right. He speaks unto Israel. There, folks, 1,000 miles away, hear this. 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 10,000. They're hearing. Who will have pity on a snake charmer when he's bitten, or those that play with wild beasts? So no one will pity a man who associates with a sinner and becomes involved in his sins. So we make our association with sinners. Don't pity them. You become involved with the sin. Well, you know, she go, well, he wants to do right. That dog doesn't want to do right. He's in trouble. The Lord got him. The Jezebel doesn't want to do right. Don't pity them. They go the way of the sinner. Oh, that's right, Shirak. That's wise. Who's going to pity a man who associates with a sinner? Hata. They make their association with wicked men and become involved in their sins, whereby they don't even see the wickedness of that one. When you become involved with someone, you don't see their wrong ways. When a woman is involved with another married man, when a woman is involved with a man that is married, she doesn't see the fact that he's married. When a man is involved with a woman that is married, he doesn't see the fact that she's married. He's blinded to that. Come on, am I making sense? So you don't want to get yourself involved with a sinner. Don't even pity them. And look at who the sinner is. One that defies the Torah of Yah. That rejects that. We love to get involved with sinners. Hallelujah. But that's my mama. She's a wicked Jezebel. She despises Yah. Fact. Hallelujah. You talk the truth and see, I see a response on that. It says, who will stay with you for a time? But if you falter, he will not stand with you. Now that's what the enemy will do. Oh, they will stay with you for a time. But don't you falter. They will reject you. They will not stand with you. They will not. That's what an enemy will. They will not stand with you. That's what an enemy. They will stand with you for a time. And then they will flee when they think you are faulty. An enemy will speak sweetly. That's how an enemy speaks. Oh, I love you, preacher. Oh, I love you, sister, brother. An enemy speaks sweetly with his lips. But in his mind, he will plan to throw you in the pit. An enemy, will weep with his eyes. They will cry. Oh, I'm sorry. But he will find an opportunity. His thirst for blood will be insatiable. It's incapable of satisfying. That's what an enemy does. That's an enemy. They speak sweetly with their lips. Oh, I love you. They kiss. They hug. But they will seek the opportunity to overthrow the truth of Yah. They will. Well, mama, I don't see what, you know, I know you believe that, but, you know, I just don't believe. I don't see that, you know, I've been praying. I've been doing that. Jezebel, Yah doesn't even hear your prayers. You fool. Calamity befalls you. If calamity befalls you, you will find him there ahead of you. That's what you will find the enemy. And while pretending to help you, he will trip you by the heel. That's what the enemy, those that love the world and that are in the world, they will tell you they love you, but they will trip your heel. They want you to fall. Why? So they can say, well, you see, you did that. You're doing the same thing. That's why many times parents will never be a light to their children, because they're so full of their own damn wickedness and they don't live right for Yah and they're not willing to do right. It's by the power of doing what Yah commands that they will see that. They will see the light, and the light will shine upon them, and they will be ashamed. When you participate in the damn wicked activity, you strengthen the hands, that's your damn problem. Some of you parents even hear your wickedness. They will tell Yah to go to hell just like they're telling you, because you won't stand for truth. Hallelujah. You stand for truth. Hallelujah. The prodigal son, the daddy didn't go look for him. He let him go to the dog hell hole, didn't he? He didn't look for him one time. No, he did not. He didn't go looking for the dog. That one time, go to hell, boy. They will never come to Yah because you're not honest and you're not faithful with Yah. That's why. And they will never love Yah because they see superficial there. I said to this young man, I don't care what your wife does. You stay faithful. If she walks out, you stay faithful. She turns today. She was in service last week. Can you imagine that? 11 people there. He's preaching. She gets up and walks out. That's horrendous. Don't you stop preaching. Hallelujah. Let her heap coals upon her own head. Don't do it. She does it. It's on you now. Hallelujah. That's why we need strong men today. Let me close with this last verse. It says, he will shake his head and clap his hand and whisper much and change his expression. Well, I thought that he was this way. That's Pastor Robert. Did you see what he did? See, that's the enemy of Yah. Yah changed not. Therefore, we sons of Yah, we are not consumed because he has not changed. I didn't get into the depth of this. But when one is an enemy of Yah, Yah is going to destroy all of his enemies. He did not say to be a friend of the world, you're an enemy of one another. To be a friend of the world, you're an enemy of Yahweh. You're Yahweh's enemy. We think that folks, because they go out here and slander Yah, they're his enemy. He said to be a friend of the world. He's talking to Israel, isn't he? He said, you're my enemy. And he will not trust you. He will not entrust you with the riches. That's why your spiritual life has never evolved. That's why you don't grow with strength. You cannot take comfort in the world and their activities and their practices. You cannot, brothers and sisters. Come out from among her, be ye separate. Our ways must be different. The Hebrews' ways were different than the Hittites and the Amorites. When they saw them, they know their ways were different. We can't act like the world. Dress. Don't even dress like them and act like them. Dress differently. May Yah barak you. You that are listening, our friends, may the shalom of Yah rest upon you. May his rock fill your love with great strength. We do barak you all. May Yah bless Yisrael. And may his will be done in the midst of the camp of Yisrael. I hope that the word was some form of a strength. It's not the way I wanted to go, but that's all right. Yah barak you all. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. Come on, my brother. we delight this day, O Maria. Grant unto Israel shalom as we go forth from this place. Protect those that travel down the highways. Watch over them all, I pray. We ask all things in Yahshua's name and bless you for the great company and fellowship of those that listen and join with us. Bless them all, I pray, Yah. In Yahshua's mighty name, and Israel cried, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.